So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, all while having fun and making a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I am Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. All right, welcome back to the Plant-Based Fitness Secrets Podcast. The podcast for vegans, vegetarians, people who want to reduce their animal product consumption and get fit and lean in the process. Today, we want to talk about the power, the true power of consistency, especially around your workouts. And I came up with this topic because I was reflecting on my own journey over the last couple of years, exercising, eating healthy. This is not my first rodeo. I've been in this game for 7 years plus now. And actually, I'm really grateful that I'm able to work out at least 3 times a week for the last 7 years. I have never missed a week. Maybe I've missed 1 or 2 weeks because I was sick, but truly, if I look back, I've never had a week of workouts, less than 3 workouts a week. So over the last 7 years, you can do the math, right? Let's just do the math together right now on the podcast. 52 weeks times 7 years times 3, that's over 1,000 workouts over the last 7 years. So in turn, I am able to keep my muscle mass, I'm able to keep getting stronger, I'm able to keep the body fat off because on the one side, of course, I'm burning all these calories from my workouts, but on the other side, I'm actually building muscle mass, which is going to help me stay fit and healthy for life, right? So every time I meet some friends or sometimes members and they ask me what the key is to my kind of success in my fitness journey, and why I look so big or why I look so lean. And obviously there's many different answers, many different directions you can go with this kind of question, but there's just no way for me to not be fit if I have done over 1,000 workouts over the last years, right? There's just no way. Again, you can make the counter argument too, and that's something I talk about a lot actually, is people going to group classes and Pilates and yoga and for years even, but not seeing results. But I think like diving deep into that, and that's what I'm grateful for, I'm able to do because I talk to so many people every single year, and to our members, to people interested in working with us, or just my community, is that a lot of them, they might go for a couple of years to yoga, Pilates, maybe even doing workouts. So they're not complete beginners, but the thing is, there's a lot of inconsistency throughout the journey. So they might say, oh, I've been working on it for 5 years or even 10 years. Hey guys, if you have been enjoying the show so far and getting a lot of value from it, and you want to keep having it sponsor-free, ad-free, which I will keep it, I will not add any sponsors on here. But if you have been enjoying it, have you considered leaving a rating and review on iTunes? That would really help pay it forward, as I don't do any ads on here. The way you do it is pretty simple. You go to the podcast page, you scroll down to the bottom, and you see the stars, and it takes you literally 1 minute and really helps us grow and helps us help more people. Thank you so much. Let's get back to the episode. But they have had a lot of seasons where they're off. They might be very motivated for 3 months, then they're off for 6 months, right? Maybe they're motivated for a month, then they're off for 2 months because life gets in the way, right? But that is not consistency. Like, yes, if you work out a couple times a year for the last 10 years, I mean, that's great. But true consistency happens on a daily or on a weekly basis, right? So when you think about consistency, don't think about years necessarily. Because like I said, it's easy to work out a couple times a year for 10 years in a row. Right? Everyone does that. Like, no one just sits around forever and does nothing. Everyone at some point does some running, some CrossFit, some lifting, right? Consistency needs to be done on a weekly basis. How many times did you exercise this week? And if it's not 3 times, then you are not being consistent, right? One time a week, two times a week will do nothing for you, right? Almost nothing. And when I talk about exercise, I talk about exercise where you elevate your heart rate, right? So this could be, again, running, could be lifting. Not talking about walking, which is not really exercise. Walking should be also a daily habit, but it's really low intensity exercise. So you can't really count that as a workout because it's not building any muscle, right? And it's not burning that much fat. So for me, not to toot my own horn here, but working out for 7 years, three workouts a week, I'm probably pushing like a decade with my working out. I need to double check. Maybe it's been 10 years. I need to really double check when I started working out. I think I started like 16, 17, but I had a break in between. So I think overall like 7-ish years, but definitely more than 1,000 workouts for sure, because I've had periods where I worked out 5 times a week, 6 times a week, but at least 1,092 workouts, like I just calculated. So when people ask me, I'm like, hey, I've been doing this for years and years. I've done over 1,000 workouts. So if you exercise 3 times a week with progressive overload, with a plan in mind, and of course, you're also paying attention to your nutrition, there's just no way you're not getting lean and fit and you have an impressive physique, right? So when you are listening to this right now, and obviously you have life going on, you have things happening, right? But missing one workout here and there is okay, right? But if you consistently miss one workout out of the three that you have set for yourself, it might seem like a small deal, but cumulatively, you are keeping yourself back, right? Because it is a whole workout that's lost. So try to think on a week-to-week basis. And sometimes it's helpful to think about the long-term goal and long-term mindset. But sometimes it's also destructive. So when you tell yourself, oh, I missed a workout, in the big picture, doesn't really matter, right? I'm going to work out next week. I'm going to work out, you know? And that's fine. You don't have an all-nothing mindset either. But if you keep missing one of your three workouts for the week, it is going to add up and you are setting yourself back for weeks and months at a time. And for example, if you miss one workout of three for 3 months, that will add up to 12 missed workouts. That's a lot. You can do a lot in 12 workouts. I like to believe that if you do 3 workouts a week and you do that for 4 weeks up to 8 weeks, so that's 12 to 24 workouts. In 12 to 24 properly planned, progressively overloaded workouts, you will see a difference. Like you will have more toned arms, more toned legs, more toned glutes. Your belly is going down if your nutrition is in place as well. So missing one, that's a lot, right? It's in my picture, in my grand scheme of things, in 7 years, 1,100 workouts, missing one isn't really that big of a difference, but I don't really care about that, right? I want to build my future now, and I want to be in my 30s and 40s and thriving, having strong posture, chest up, no back pain, because I am also working an office job, right? I also am in front of the computer quite a bit, which I want to reduce in the future, but I do want to stay healthy in the process. So don't underestimate the power of workouts and the power of consistency with them. I know I talk a lot about nutrition, but I want to bring the workout talk back as well. And it's not to be underestimated. You can eat right 100%, but if you're not pushing yourself in your workouts, not being consistent, you're also not going to get anywhere. So just a short one today. I want to go back to short episodes too. So let me know what you think, and hope this is helpful. Let's keep getting those plant-based vegans and save the planet. If you want to have me and my team help you crush your workouts and stay consistent so you can finally make the lifestyle change, click the link in the description or go to talktofritz.com to book a free consultation call. Thank you so much for listening. Talk soon.